Welcome to another deep dive, everyone. We're going to be looking at all the exciting AI news from the January 9th, 2025 AI Chronicle. Buckle up, because we've got a lot to cover, from AI pushing data limits to the possibility of renting robots.
Yeah, it's an interesting time to be following AI, that's for sure. Feels like every day there's news about some big development that used to be pure sci-fi.
And speaking of big developments, Elon Musk recently made a bold claim. He said that we've exhausted all human data for AI training. Now, that sounds a little doom and gloom, don't you think?
Definitely got my attention. I think what Musk is getting at is, you know, the potential limitations of relying only on real-world data to train these increasingly large models. As they become more complex, they need more and more data, and there's a growing concern that we just don't have enough usable data to keep up.
So what happens when AI runs out of data? Does innovation just stop?
Not necessarily. This is where synthetic data comes in. Instead of relying just on real-world data, we can use AI to generate artificial data sets to train new models.
So AI creating data to train other AI, it sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Does that actually work?
It's a fairly new approach, but it's showing a lot of promise, like Microsoft's 5.4 model, for example. This model was mostly trained on synthetic data, and it's already outperforming much larger models that were trained on real-world data. And to make things even more interesting, Microsoft open-sourced 5.4, so now it's free for any developer or researcher to use.
Wow, that's huge. What are the implications of open-sourcing something as advanced as 5.4?
I think it has the potential to democratize AI development in a big way. Imagine a future where developers can access and build on these state-of-the-art AI models, no matter their budget. This kind of collaboration and knowledge sharing could lead to an explosion of innovation.
It's amazing to think about how decisions like this could have ripple effects down the line. It shows how quickly AI is changing and how much is still unknown.
Absolutely. And while synthetic data is super promising, there are also challenges we need to consider, like ensuring the quality and diversity of this data is critical. And we also need to be wary of any unintended biases that could sneak into these AI-generated datasets.
It's always a balancing act, isn't it? Pushing the limits of what's possible while making sure we're using that power responsibly.
Exactly. And it's a discussion that's front and center in AI development. The benefits are enormous, but we need to be careful and aware of the potential downsides.
It's like exploring uncharted territory, full of wonder and a healthy dose of what-ifs. And speaking of uncharted territory, Samsung is taking us on a wild ride with their AI subscription club. You can rent robots now.
It's a very interesting business model. Imagine subscribing to a service that brings a robot right to your door to help you out with different tasks. Need help with chores? Rent a cleaning robot? Want to get fancy with your cooking? There could be a robot chef for that.
Sounds almost too good to be true. What impact do you think this rental model could have on how people interact with AI and robots?
I think it could lower the barrier to entry for consumers quite a bit. High-end robots are expensive, and this could make advanced tech way more accessible. And it also opens doors for businesses that can't afford to buy and maintain an entire fleet of robots.
It's like ride-sharing versus owning a car. You get the benefits without the commitment or cost. And this reminds me of another development. NVIDIA just unveiled Digits, a personal AI supercomputer priced at $3,000. Looks like accessibility is becoming a big trend in AI.
Yeah, NVIDIA is marketing Digits as a tool for individual developers and researchers so they can experiment and develop their own AI applications.
So like a mini AI lab in your home, who do you think will be most interested in something like that?
Probably hobbyists who love AI, independent researchers who need powerful tools, or even small startups trying to break into the field. Having this level of computing power at your fingertips could be a real game changer.
It's exciting to think about what people will create with this technology. From groundbreaking apps to cutting-edge research, the possibilities seem limitless.
It feels like we're on the cusp of an AI renaissance, where even small teams can make huge contributions.
And as we explore these new avenues of accessibility, there's another frontier emerging that takes tech interaction to a whole new level. Brain-computer interfaces. Have you heard about OMI?
I have, yeah.
It's a wearable device that uses AI to interpret brain signals, essentially letting you control devices with your thoughts. It sounds straight out of science fiction.
It does, doesn't it? But OMI is very real, and it's a huge step forward for brain-computer interface technology.
How comfortable do you think people will be with controlling devices with their minds? It definitely raises questions about privacy and security.
Good point. OMI's developers say they're committed to user privacy and have built the platform on open source principles to be transparent. They know that as we explore this area, trust and user control are paramount.
I can definitely see the potential for this, especially for people with disabilities. It could be life-changing in terms of accessibility.
Absolutely. Imagine someone with limited mobility controlling their environment just by thinking. The possibilities for improving quality of life are huge. But even beyond accessibility, think about other areas like surgery, where a surgeon could operate with thought-controlled instruments, or artists creating masterpieces with their minds.
It's like unlocking a whole new form of human expression. It makes you wonder what else AI will make possible in the future.
We're only scratching the surface of what AI can do. And as we continue to explore its potential, we're bound to find more innovations that challenge our ideas of what's possible.
And that's what makes these deep dives so exciting. It's like we're watching a new era being born right in front of us. But AI's influence goes beyond gadgets and interfaces. It's impacting different industries in big ways. Like Adobe's TransPixar, for instance. It's being called a revolutionary tool for visual effects in filmmaking.
Yeah, TransPixar uses AI to simplify complex visual effects, making it way easier for filmmakers to add things like smoke, reflections, even portals to their projects.
It's like giving indie filmmakers and even YouTubers access to Hollywood-level visual effects. What does this mean for the future of filmmaking?
It could really democratize visual effects. Imagine aspiring filmmakers having access to tools that used to be only for big-budget movies. We could see a burst of creativity and innovation from all sorts of unexpected places.
It's exciting to think about the stories that will be told and the visual experiences that will be created, but AI's impact on entertainment doesn't stop there. NVIDIA is also shaking things up in the gaming world with their new ACE technology.
Right. ACE uses AI to power those non-player characters, or NPCs, giving them the ability to have more natural and dynamic conversations with players.
So instead of talking to characters that feel robotic and predictable, you could have unique conversations that feel more like real-life interactions.
Exactly. It's about making the gaming experience more immersive and engaging, really blurring the lines between the virtual and the real.
Sounds like ACE could fundamentally change how we experience video games. It's incredible to see how AI is transforming not just how we work and interact with tech, but also how we play and create.
And that's really just the beginning. AI's influence is reaching almost every part of our lives. Even the way we travel is changing. Delta Airlines just announced their AI-powered Concierge, which is a multimodal assistant designed to give passengers personalized travel support.
It's like having your own personal travel agent right in your pocket, ready to answer your questions, give you updates, and help you navigate all the stress that comes with air travel.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of AI being used to improve customer service and make complex processes easier. But it's not just about convenience. AI is also making major strides in healthcare. Insilico Medicine announced positive results from their first phase of clinical trials for an AI-designed drug for inflammatory bowel disease.
That's huge. AI designing drugs to treat complex conditions. It really feels like we're entering a new era of healthcare innovation.
It shows how powerful AI can be in accelerating drug discovery and developing new treatments that could save lives. The speed at which AI can analyze tons of data and pinpoint promising drug candidates is something traditional methods just can't match.
Makes you wonder what other medical breakthroughs are just around the corner. But as exciting as these advancements are, it's important to remember that even the most sophisticated AI isn't perfect. We've seen a few cases recently where companies had to roll back their AI models because of unexpected issues. Microsoft, for example, had to go back to older versions of their DALL-E PR16 and Bing Image Creator models after users complained about the quality.
Yeah, these situations highlight how important it is to have ongoing testing, get user feedback, and be willing to adapt as we learn more about how AI works in the real world. AI development is a process.
It's a good reminder that even with all this progress, we're still in the early stages of figuring out AI's full potential and all the complexities that come with it.
It's a journey of exploration and discovery, and there are bound to be some twists and turns along the way.
But that's what makes it so fascinating. It's like we're all part of this giant experiment, figuring out how to use the power of AI to benefit humanity.
Absolutely. It's a responsibility we share. As AI keeps evolving, it's crucial to have open and honest conversations about its impact, both good and bad.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive, but there's still so much more to explore. We'll be back soon with part two, where we'll delve even deeper into the latest AI innovations and how they could change our world. Stay tuned.
It's amazing how AI is not just changing industries, but driving big economic trends too. We saw that headline about AI investments boosting U.S. economic growth, but it's also raising some eyebrows about the future of jobs.
Yeah, that's a big one, right? AI is opening up new opportunities and making things more efficient, but it's also changing the job market as we know it. It's a hot topic for sure.
It really is. A complex issue with no easy answers. I think the key is figuring out how to adapt and prepare the workforce for these changes. Investing in education and training programs that teach people the skills they'll need in an AI-powered world is essential.
It's about finding that sweet spot between embracing innovation and making sure everyone benefits from it. Speaking of making information accessible, there was an article about an AI tool that can understand any spreadsheet instantly. Just imagine what you could do with that.
Oh, I would love to have that. Data analysis takes so much time, and often you need specific expertise. An AI that could analyze spreadsheets and pull out insights in a snap would be huge for businesses, researchers, anyone dealing with lots of data.
It would totally change the game for data analysis. Suddenly, anyone could unlock valuable insights from complex data, even without a degree in statistics.
It's an exciting thought, but it also makes you think about the role of human experts.
Yeah.
Will AI replace data analysts completely? Or will it become a tool that helps them, letting them focus on those high-level tasks that need human intuition and critical thinking?
That's a big question we'll need to tackle as AI keeps evolving. The relationship between human and artificial intelligence is constantly changing. It's hard to say exactly how things will unfold. But as we venture into these uncharted waters, it's important to learn from what's already happening. Like that story about Microsoft having to roll back their Bing image creator because users were complaining about the quality.
Oh, right. Yeah. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier about how important user feedback is in AI development.
Yeah.
AI isn't something you just set and forget. It needs constant tweaking and refining. And we have to be willing to adapt as we see how it performs in the real world.
Even the big tech companies are still figuring things out, which is kind of reassuring in a way. It reminds us that AI development is a journey, not a destination.
It is. And it's one we're all on together. The more we learn, the more we realize there's still so much we don't know, but that's part of what makes it so fascinating.
Always something new to discover, a new challenge around the corner. Speaking of challenges, the development of humanoid robots is really capturing everyone's attention these days. Did you see that footage of Engine AI's SE01 robot walking? The movements were so fluid, almost human.
I did. It's incredible how far robotics has come. The dexterity and coordination these robots have is mind-blowing.
The line between science fiction and reality is getting blurry. What do you think about the implications of having robots that can move and interact like humans?
The potential is huge. Humanoid robots could revolutionize industries like manufacturing, healthcare, elder care. They could take on tasks that are dangerous or too demanding for us, which would free up human workers to focus on other things.
I can see them being used in disaster relief, exploring hazardous environments, even providing companionship to the elderly or those who need help.
Exactly. But like with any powerful technology, there are ethical questions we need to address. What happens when robots become so lifelike that we start to develop emotional bonds with them? How do we ensure they're used ethically and responsibly?
It's like opening Pandora's box. We need to be cautious about the potential consequences and set clear guidelines for how these advanced robots are developed and used.
I agree completely. Building these humanoid robots is a testament to human ingenuity, but it also comes with a huge responsibility. We have to make sure these creations are used for good and don't create new problems or make existing ones worse.
It's a good reminder that technology is just a tool. It's up to us to decide how to use it and what kind of future we want to create. But it's not always easy to predict how technology will evolve or what unintended consequences it might have.
That's the thing about innovation, right? We're always pushing boundaries, and sometimes the results are unpredictable.
The key is to approach these advances with curiosity and humility. We need to be open to learning from our mistakes and changing our approach as we go.
It's all a process of continuous learning and evolution, both for the technology itself and for our understanding of its impact.
And it's a journey that needs open conversation and collaboration. We need to bring different perspectives and expertise together to make sure AI is developed and used in a way that benefits everyone.
Absolutely. The future of AI isn't something that'll be decided by a small group. It's a collective responsibility. And it's through collaboration, open communication, and shared commitment to ethical principles that we can shape a future where AI is a force for good.
I like that, a force for good. It's a reminder that we're not just watching this technological revolution happen. We have a part to play in shaping where it goes.
We do. The decisions we make today will have a huge impact on the future of AI.
And it's not just about the technology itself. It's about making sure those advancements align with our values and help create a better world. We've covered a lot in this second part of our deep dive, from AI's impact on industries and the economy to how it's changing our understanding of what it means to be human.
It's been quite a journey, and it's clear that we're just getting started with AI.
The possibilities are vast, and the implications are huge. We'll be back soon with the final part of our deep dive, where we'll wrap up our exploration of AI's transformative power and think about what lies ahead for this rapidly evolving field. Stay tuned. And we're back for our final part of this deep dive into the world of AI. It's been a pretty wild ride, wouldn't you say?
It has. We've covered so much ground, from synthetic data to renting robots and even those mind-blowing brain-computer interfaces.
Thinking back on everything, what stands out as the most significant thing to you?
You know, I think it's how widespread AI's influence is becoming. It's not just tucked away in labs or limited to specific industries anymore. It feels like AI is touching every part of our lives, the way we work, communicate, enjoy entertainment, even manage our health.
Right. We saw examples of AI being used to speed up drug discovery, create those incredibly lifelike video game characters, even make air travel less of a hassle. It's changing how we interact with tech and the world in general.
Absolutely. And it's not just about convenience or efficiency either. AI has the potential to solve some of the biggest challenges we face, like climate change, poverty, disease.
That's a hopeful thought. But as we embrace these possibilities, we have to do it carefully, right? We've seen those cases where AI models showed biases or had unintended consequences. It's a reminder that we need to be thoughtful and keep evaluating how it's being used.
Couldn't agree more. AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used in good or bad ways. It's up to us to guide its development and make sure it benefits everyone.
That brings us to a question we've been dancing around this whole time. What does the future hold for AI? Where do we go from here?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It sparks a lot of debate. Some people see a future where AI is seamlessly woven into our lives, helping us in solving problems. Others worry about AI becoming too intelligent, leading to unexpected consequences, even existential threats.
It's a future full of potential, but also uncertainty. One thing's for sure, though, AI is here to stay. It's going to keep evolving and shaping our world in ways we can only imagine right now.
That's true. I think the best way to approach this future is with curiosity, humility, and a commitment to ethics. We need open conversations, collaboration, and a focus on making sure AI is used for the good of humanity.
That's a great note to end on. It's a reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI.
We do. It's a collective effort.
Well, it's been a fascinating journey exploring these AI innovations with you today.
It has. A lot to think about.
We hope this deep dive sparked your curiosity and got you thinking about AI's role in our lives. Keep learning, keep asking questions, and stay engaged in the conversation about the future of AI. Until next time, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep asking those big questions.